I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on new efforts to control the spread of the so-called superbug in California healthcare facilities. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. California could soon have the toughest law in the nation aimed at preventing and controlling infections of MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, also known as MRSA. Silicon Valley Democrat Elaine Ahlquist has just introduced Senate Bill 1058, which would require screening and tracking of the illness in both hospital and community settings. Senator Ahlquist says the infection has reached unacceptable proportions in the state.
First of all, about 100,000 people a year are dying from hospital infections, and of those, some 20,000 die every year from MRSA, which is at the same level that people are dying from AIDS. So, I mean, this is a major problem that we have.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, about 85% of MRSA cases are found in healthcare settings, but a growing number of cases are being reported in community settings. That's why Ahlquist's bill also targets nail salons, tattoo parlors, athletic facilities, and schools. The elderly and those with compromised immune systems, like diabetics or people with AIDS, are at the highest risk for infection and death. Ahlquist's bill contains five components she believes will help curb the spread of the antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
The five components are, first, screening, requiring hospitals and nursing homes to screen high-risk patients upon admission for MRSA so that other patients are protected. Secondly, enhanced infection prevention protocols. The third is a reporting and public disclosure piece where it requires hospitals, nursing homes, and public and private facilities and labs to report MRSA data to the State Department of Public Health and to local public health officials.
Fourth and fifth, the collected data would then be made available to the public. The bill is already getting negative response from public health officials and hospital facilities. Dr. Henry Chambers, head of infection control at San Francisco General, says the bill is well-intended, but there's no indication that tracking MRSA cases will help prevent infections. Rather, he says, it will overburden already taxed public health facilities.
It ignores the feasibility or the lack of feasibility of doing this, because it would require a huge amount of work. You would basically have to screen every patient admitted to the hospital for MRSA, according to this bill. It would not only put a burden on the labs in those places, someone would actually have to obtain these cultures. And the presumption of doing this is that the information would be useful, but that has been far from proven, what one would do with all this information.
Added to that, the California Hospital Association says there simply aren't enough beds in hospitals to isolate all the patients with active or potential staph infections. CHA Vice President of Quality and Emergency Services, Debbie Rogers, also objects to the staffing requirements in the bill.
One of the provisions for a hospital that would have 200 outpatient visits per day, for example, a facility that had a community clinic with a big radiology department, they might need three or four infection control practitioners just to deal with that aspect. So some of the ratio things don't quite make sense.
Rogers says the CHA has already come up with its own guidelines based on CDC recommendations similar to what Ahlquist would like to make law.
Hospitals should conduct a hospital-wide MRSA assessment and establish the high-risk patient populations. Number two is to improve hand hygiene and compliance. Three, decontaminate the environment and the equipment in a systematic way. Four is perform active surveillance cultures on high-risk patients, those that that facility and that community have identified as high-risk. Five, some isolation for patients with active MRSA. Six, implement a communication plan regarding MRSA and infection prevention to hospital staff, patients, and the community. And seven is reaching out to other healthcare providers, the public health departments, schools, athletic clubs, athletic teams, that sort of thing.
Senator Ahlquist had this to say about the CHA guidelines.
Well, if everything were being done correctly, we wouldn't be having 20,000 cases reported a year. My goal is to protect the public. I mean, this is a public health crisis.
The CHA's Debbie Rogers says it plans to survey all of the state's hospitals in mid-2008 to see how many facilities are implementing the Hospital Association's guidelines. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.